The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It's the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Things are getting worse with this vaccine mandate. COVID is not getting worse. It looks like nationwide we have peaked and we're headed down on the other side. Here in Ohio, we had a slight increase today as compared to yesterday, but still below the 21-day average. And the trend is down. The trend is way down in southern states. In fact, the trend is down all across America. Are we over this thing? I don't know. Are we going to have a surge, you know, every 6 months for the next 10 years? I don't know. I really don't know. Can't predict it. But right now, we're on the other side of the big surge. We're headed down. But still, there are the vaccine mandates, which is wrong, unconstitutional, and causing enormous problems and headaches. For instance, Seattle, Washington is experiencing an historic rise in crime. They have already lost a large portion of their police department simply because the mayor threw them under the bus, wouldn't support them. The Black Lives Matter activists demanded that they defund the Seattle police, and so they have cut back dramatically the number of police in Seattle, and as a result, crime is skyrocketing. So they were already in a mess. And now Seattle has issued a vaccine mandate. Here's the latest from today. This is out of Seattle, Washington. The Seattle Police Department is estimating that they may be forced to fire 40% of their workforce when the COVID-19 vaccine mandate goes into effect. 40%. Now, again, understand, they've already cut back way back on the Seattle Police Department, but they may be forced to fire up to 40% of what's left. Wow. How is that going to affect law enforcement in Seattle? Well, you can only imagine. The Seattle Police Department said it is devastating. Their words, not mine. Devastating. Now, here's something you may not know. I didn't know it until today. Last night, I was listening to a talk show, syndicated talk show, and the host on the syndicated talk show said, let's deal with some of the myths about COVID-19, the vaccine, and so forth. I thought, okay, I'll listen. Here is myth number one. There is no nationwide vaccine mandate. And I'm thinking, what is wrong with this guy? Of course there is. The president assigned an executive order. First, all federal employees have to get the vaccine. All the military, all the federal employees, except, of course, Congress. No, they're exempt. But then also, He signed an executive order mandating that any company with more than 100 employees, remember that? He called a press conference. Any company that has more than 100 employees must force all of their employees to get the vaccine, or they will have to fire them, or the company will face fines. Okay, so I'm listening to this talk show host, and he says, it never happened. He never issued the executive order. He held a press conference. He announced it. But he never issued an executive order. And I'm thinking, you're nuts. Of course he did. Everybody knows he did. Of course he signed an executive order. So I forget all about it. This morning, I'm doing show prep for today. And I thought, wait a minute. I'm going to look that up. Is there actually an executive order mandating vaccines? And so I get on my computer, I do a little search, and up pops the executive order about federal employees. I said, see, there it is. There's the executive order, and you have to, you know, scroll way, 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 way down, and then there's the signature. The President of the United States, by the power given to me, blah, 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 signed President Joe Biden. But then I thought, wait a minute. It doesn't say anything about other business. This is federal employees only. And so I began doing a little research. And guess what? The executive order mandating vaccines for companies of 100 employees or larger does not exist. He never signed it. He announced it, called a press conference. Everybody assumed it. There is no executive order, only a press release. And that's where it gets really, really complicated. OSHA, you know, the Department for Health and Safety and all that, OSHA, most of you are familiar with OSHA. The hope is from the Biden administration that OSHA is going to take the suggestion from the president from his press release and make it an OSHA rule. But that could take up to 6 months. So here's the bottom line. People across America are being fired, losing their jobs because of something that doesn't exist. It's true. I didn't believe it was true. Checked it out. It is true. Joe Biden's vaccine mandate does not exist. You mean people are actually losing their jobs because companies thought there was an executive order? Because companies believed that there was an executive order? But it doesn't exist? Yes, that is absolutely correct. Now, I give that to you for information, but also, if you work for a company of more than 100 people and you have been told you got to get a vaccine because of the executive order from the president, ask your employer to show you the executive order. Can't do it. It doesn't exist. And yet, companies all over America, because the president said so. Now, I'll let you determine. Did the president intentionally mislead by implying that he was going to sign an executive order? I'll let you determine his motive. But it certainly was deceptive. Not the first thing that's been deceptive from this administration. Wow. All right, we'll be back.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Don't you love settled science? Settled science. If you remember, a couple of weeks ago, I was listening to an interview with Dr. Fauci about the coronavirus and the vaccine and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It was a lengthy the interview. And the in fact, Hugh Hewitt was actually interviewing Dr. Fauci. And Hugh Hewitt said to Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fauci, sadly, you've lost most of your credibility. You have flip-flopped. You've been all over the place. Masks, no mask, quarantine, no quarantine. You have been all over the place. And I really believe you have lost your credibility. Do you think maybe it's time just to step aside and let somebody else take over because nobody believes you anymore? And he didn't mean do it in a mean-spirited way. But Dr. Fauci's answer was absolutely not. And then he went into this long, long, long explanation. It's evolving. It's changing. What we thought we knew back then, we didn't know. What we know now, we didn't know then. It's changing. It's changing every week. It's changing almost every day. This is a new virus, and we're discovering new things. We're changing our ideas. We're changing our opinion. It's just continuing. He kept using the word evolving. It's evolving. It's evolving. It's evolving. And I have just been going along with the science. The subtle science that changes almost every day. So he spent, if I recall, it was about 7 minutes. He was making the case that the science is constantly changing, and he was just reporting what the latest was. And then he ended it by saying, and what I'm telling you right now is the truth. He did. He spent all of those minutes saying, we don't know what the truth is. It keeps changing. The truth that we thought was true, you know, a year ago is not, you know, but what I'm telling you now is the truth. And I thought, that says so much about so much of our science. And again, I've said this thousands of times, but I got to say it again. I am not anti-science, not at all. I am not in any way, shape, or form anti-science. But every time you hear someone say, that is settled science, assume that 2 weeks later, it'll change. That's settled science. For instance, this just came up on my Twitter feed. I saw this morning and forgot about it, and it just came up on my Twitter feed. For how many years have we been told people need to take an aspirin every day, particularly if you get past 40, 45, especially if you get past 50, take an aspirin every day. If you take an aspirin every day, you reduce your risk of heart attack and stroke. Take an aspirin every day, every day, every day. How many people, millions of people, for how many years have been on daily aspirin regimen? You know, baby aspirin, this aspirin, that aspirin. We have been told that for years. This is settled science. To avoid a heart attack, to avoid a stroke, daily aspirin regimen. Until now. Yeah, until now. Here is the latest settled science. Don't take those aspirin. No, you shouldn't do that because that could cause bleeding. And now it doesn't really keep you from having a heart attack and so forth. Here is, let me pull up, this is an Associated Press article. Let me pull it up so I can read it to you. Quote, older adults without heart, an ad just popped up. Get out of there. Get. Okay. Older adults without heart disease should not take daily low-dose aspirin to prevent a first heart attack or a stroke, an influential health guideline group said in a preliminary updated advice released today. Bleeding risks for adults in their 60s and up who haven't had a heart attack or stroke outweigh any potential benefits from aspirin, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force said in its draft guidance. For the first time, the panel said there may be a small benefit for adults in their 40s who have no bleeding risks, but for those in their 50s, the panel has softened advice and said evidence of benefit is much less clear. And then it goes on. It's a lengthy article. So for years, take an aspirin. You got to take an aspirin. Aspirin a day. Keep you from having a heart attack or a stroke. You need aspirin regimen. This has been the standard. And now, you know, the risk is greater than the benefits. Don't take those aspirins. Now, I am not making fun. I'm just trying to point out settled science is hardly ever settled. For instance, here it is. I had it in my stack yesterday. I didn't think I brought it in for today. Global warming, right? Global warming. That's settled science. Here is the headline, and this is not from some kooky conspiracy right-wing source. This is from a scientific journal. Headline, Antarctica's last 6 months were the coldest on record. Last 6 months, Antarctica. Antarctica was going to thaw. There wasn't going to be any ice there at all. Antarctica was going to Antarctica's last 6 months were the coldest on record ever. For the polar darkness period from April through September, the average temperature was -60.9 degrees Celsius, a all-time record for those months, according to the National Snow and Ice Data Center. The last 6 months is also the darkest period at the South Pole, which is where the name polar darkness comes from, et cetera, et cetera. Quote, for the entire Antarctic continent, the winter of 2021 was the second coldest on record, with the temperature for June, July, and August 3.4 degrees Celsius lower than the 1981 to 2010 average of -62.9 degrees Celsius, according to the new report. This is the second coldest winter on record, and the last 6 months, the coldest ever recorded in Antarctica. Oops. But I thought settled science. Yeah. Just, again, I'm not anti-science. Just remember, settled science is settled for a week or so.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.